What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Super Tuesday. And obviously, everybody's at the polls right now. A little bit difficult down there in Tennessee because apparently something like 10% of the polling places got knocked away in the tornadoes. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your comments, questions, and opinions. So anyway, if you'll remember yesterday's show, toward the end of it, we all of a sudden got this emergency broadcast message on our TVs and cell phones saying that we were under a tornado watch, and there were tornadoes, apparently 22 so far. They don't know. They could be more. Were killed in Nashville. The tornado just ripped through the downtown. And just huge amounts of damage. There were other tornadoes, but they came down in farm fields and in the wooded areas, so they didn't really cause a lot of damage. At least one up in Missouri, and probably nobody knows just how many came down, except the people with the Doppler radar. But really a lot of destruction down there in Nashville. So it's kind of a new experience for us. We're used to tsunami warnings, and since we were living on top of a hill, we never really took them seriously. But yeah, everywhere you go, there's going to be something here. So let's talk about Super Tuesday and the candidates here. The polls are going to start closing on the East Coast in about another 2 hours. And the polls are all over the place. And, of course, everybody's saying this is going to come down to Biden and Bernie Sanders. Anyway, the Boston Herald Super Tuesday endorsements: Republican Donald Trump, another term needed of pro-America Trump. Seems rather redundant, if you ask me. Bernie's asked if the Democrats are staging a coup against him. He refuses to answer. Now, he's currently the front runner in the race for the Democratic nomination for president. Even though Biden won South Carolina, Bernie is still ahead on the total number of delegates. And he refused to answer during an interview on CNN whether the Democratic Party was trying to take the nomination away from him again, like they did back in 2016. Meanwhile, you have Jewish leaders saying they're in a fight against Bernie Sanders at AIPAC. This all comes from his decision to boycott the meeting, which used to be a soapbox for presidential wannabes. And so far, Bloomberg is the only one who showed up. Now, let's see. Jewish leaders are in a fight against Bernie Sanders. That sounds to me like foreign interference in our electoral process. So, meanwhile, the Democrats are starting to converge around this demented candidate, Joe Biden. And keeps doing these gaffes. And a lot of people are saying, you know, what the heck is wrong with this guy? Well, apparently back in January, the Democratic leadership was saying that they were planning on installing Joe Biden as the candidate. To heck with what the Democratic voters want. You Democratic voters, you don't count. We don't care what you think. You should have learned your lesson back in 2016. Don't even bother showing up to vote. We're going to pick the candidate for you. So, story coming out of Investment Watch blog, Pete Buttigieg suspended his campaign under the direction of the DNC in an effort to build the most possible momentum around Biden. The DNC has shown time and time again that it does not want Bernie to win the nomination. Well, I'm sorry, guys, but aren't you supposed to leave that up to the voters? I mean, that's the way the system is supposed to work. We, the people, in the primaries, pick the candidates. Then in the general election, we pick a president and a bunch of senators and members of the House and so forth. But we're supposed to have complete control of the process from beginning to end. Of course, we all know today that the candidates are vetted. They're pre-approved by the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex and Wall Street. So by the time we actually walk into a voting booth, you know, all we've got is our choice of which puppet sit in the Oval Office. And since it doesn't really matter which one we vote for, we go for the one with the best clothes and the best hair and so forth and so on. By the way, speaking of looking good, right now with all the people who've already dropped out of the Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard is the only Democratic candidate left who's under the age of 70. Think about that one for a while here. So Joe Biden is doing his gaffes again. He jumbled the preamble of the Declaration of Independence, all men and women created by, you know, the thing. And he talks about how much he's looking forward to Super Thursday, where he's apparently going to run for the Senate, right, Chuck? All righty. Anyway, Joe Biden's supporters at a Texas rally are saying that they wish Biden was younger, but he's the best that we've got. But they are concerned about his many mental lapses. I mean, the reality here is that Biden, if he becomes the nominee and if he defeats Trump, he's not going to be the president. You know, they're going to turn the White House into an old folks' home, and he'll sit at the desk and he'll look good. And the real leadership decisions will be made by people in the shadows. I don't think that's a good model for our government, kind of like Reagan in his last term. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Let's see. Never Trump leader Bill Kristol is endorsing Joe Biden. So they're really piling on. Yes. And tonight we're going to see if these endorsements really work or not. Wouldn't it be just a delicious, delicious surprise if tomorrow we get up and Bernie has swept Super Tuesday? Because all these people who've got these huge egos that say, if I come out and endorse Joe Biden will win. Well, if he loses, you're going to have to reevaluate your own sense of self-importance, I think. Apparently, the GOP is, if Bernie Sanders leads the Democratic ticket, if he's the presidential nomination, they're convinced that he'll just roll over underneath Donald Trump's steamroller, and that will allow them to divert more resources from Trump's presidential campaign to the House. And what they're getting ready to do is they're going to focus on targeting the deep blue states and try and turn them red. Actually, I would go for the borderline blue states and turn them red. Now, Bloomberg, as I said, he went to AIPAC and he told AIPAC he'll never impose conditions on military aid to Israel. So he pledged to support Israel's security and constrain Iran's nuclear program at the annual pro-Israel AIPAC summit in Washington, while also criticizing Senator Bernie Sanders for boycotting the annual event, which has been a lightning rod in the 2020 Democratic primary. Bloomberg is out there attacking Sanders over his AIPAC criticism, saying he's dead wrong. Sanders is an outspoken critic of Israel, good reason to vote for him. Proponent for Palestinian rights, another reason to vote for him. Announced last month that he would not be attending AIPAC's annual conference because it was a platform for leaders who express bigotry and oppose basic Palestinian rights. Then he called Netanyahu a reactionary racist. I'm starting to like this guy more and more. Meanwhile, Congressman Betty McCollum is not backing down from her criticism of AIPAC. She's saying, I have a right to speak up. And she lambasted AIPAC. The U.S. legislator vowed to continue advocating for the human rights of Palestinian children and push against all attempts to silence her. Friend of Israel has become a political liability in this day and age. Back to Bloomberg. As you know, he's staunchly anti-gun. And yet he himself is surrounded by armed security. And so somebody actually challenged him on that at the Fox News town hall last night. And basically, Bloomberg kind of dodged the question and said that he faced more threats than others due to being wealthy and the former mayor of New York City. So Mike thinks his life is more valuable than yours and deserves to be safeguarded by retired police officers because he's got the money to pay for the detail. But even though you can afford a handgun, you really shouldn't be able to, you really shouldn't be allowed to defend yourself. That's Bloomberg's attitude. And we've seen that with a lot of other politicians. Feinstein is anti-gun, but she carries one. You know, guns are okay for the elites, for the leaders, but not for you ordinary peons. Well, here's a little bit of good news here. Judge Royce Lamberth has ordered, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to submit to a sworn deposition by lawyers for Judicial Watch over her use of a private email server and all emails connected with the events in Benghazi. And the judge basically said that her earlier answers were cursory at best, unclear, and vague. So he issued the order. Well, Hillary's stuck. She has to show up. Otherwise, she's in contempt of court. So slap those bracelets on her and haul her off to prison. A U.S. federal judge has threatened to hold Concord Management, which is a Russian company indicted by former special counsel Robert Mueller, in civil contempt if it does not present subpoenaed company records in person. This is U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich demanded that St. Petersburg-based Concord Management supply her Washington, D.C. court with subpoenaed company records by sending someone tasked with record keeping to deliver them from Russia in person. She rejected a sworn statement. So, Russiagate starting to unravel. Okay. Senate Homeland Committee Chairman Ron Johnson plans to force a vote to issue the first subpoena linked to his probe involving Hunter Biden and the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma Holding. Wouldn't it be nice if all this stuff came down? And, of course, you know why they let it all sit till here. Because now we're going into the election season. And people are going to be talking about, oh, those Democrats and their private email servers. The Russiagate, oh, those Democrats behaved so badly against our president. Timing is not a coincidence. All right, there's been a bit of a stink here where Judge Randolph Moss ruled that Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli was illegally appointed to lead a department agency. Cuccinelli, saying he will not leave his post. Okay. That story. So where's the outrage over Israel and Netanyahu trying to interfere with the U.S. election? And, you know, it seems like the focus is always on Russia, 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 Russia. Even when I was a kid, you know, the commies are subverting our country. And our nation has been subverted, but the commies had nothing to do with it. We were all looking in the wrong direction. And it's like today, they don't even try and hide the fact that they're mucking about with our electoral process. It's like that story we had earlier. Jewish leaders, you know, are in a fight against Bernie Sanders. It's none of your business. Unless you're a U.S. citizen, but the article implies that this is all coming from Israel itself. And AIPAC, even though it's not required to register as an agent of a foreign government, is acting in that capacity. They got all these special exemptions where they're not required to report certain things. Just gave the country away to them. Anyway, everyone say, oh, it's Putin, it's Putin. No, it isn't. It's Netanyahu. Okay, in the area of corporate media, MSNBC has resigned Chris Matthews, and he did his resignation speech live on air. Apparently, or at least we're being told, what triggered this was a GQ columnist who revealed he made sleazy remarks about falling in love with her when she was a guest on Hardball. In other words, he flirted with her. Now, he's had a few other comments that raised some eyebrows, like when he berated Senator Elizabeth Warren in a post-debate interview and compared Senator Bernie Sanders' Nevada caucus victory to Nazi Germany's invasion of France in 1940. But he's 74, and maybe he's ready to retire. But I have a real problem with this whole Me Too situation in that in the present circumstance, the present political climate, that what would have been considered harmless flirtation just 20 years ago is now, oh, it's an assault. I'm offended. I'm offended by the fact that you think I'm beautiful. And I told this story before, But back in the 1990s, when feminism was really taking hold and you weren't supposed to admire women, you weren't supposed to look at them, all that craziness, I did some work in Germany. And in Germany, completely different environment. The women in the office expected you to flirt with them and tell them they looked good. And if you didn't, your paperwork would get lost. These things are a matter of fashion. There's no absolute carved in granite statement about how men and women should interact. It's all being manipulated by those for political advantage. So, anyway. Let's talk about the coronavirus. Things are really kind of crazy over there. Apparently, the death toll reaches to 3120. Over 91,000 cases reported globally. There are 9 dead in the United States, all of them in Washington State. Kind of wondering what that really means. Death toll from novel coronavirus disease in mainland China rises to 2,943. The number of confirmed cases has increased by 125 to 80,151. So it's still growing out there. Down in South Korea, the death toll has reached 4,800 infected. Over in Iran, and this is kind of curious, 23 Iranian members of parliament and the head of the emergency medical services are confirmed for coronavirus. Iran now officially claims at least 2,336 cases, 77 dead. Members of the parliament have been hit hard. And saying probably the numbers are going to go a lot higher there. So Iran is getting ready to mount a major sterilization campaign. They've announced plans to mobilize 300,000 soldiers and volunteers against the deadliest outbreak of the coronavirus outside China. And it has not escaped the notice of a lot of people that COVID-19 seems to be striking hardest at countries that are on the United States government's does not get a Christmas card list, namely China and Iran. Now, I'm still holding to the accidental release theory, but more than a few people have suggested, maybe this was something that was deliberately created by the United States, and they dropped it on China to wreck their economy and their workforce, and now they've dropped it on Iran. Can't rule it out. Can't say it's impossible. Anything is possible right now. Over in New York City, a school has shut down over coronavirus fears, and apparently somebody there is suspected to have the virus. They're not saying who it is, student or parent or teacher, but it could have ripple effects across the vast school system. In a separate development, Governor Cuomo announced Tuesday morning the state had confirmed its second case of the virus, a 50-year-old man who lives in Westchester County and works in Manhattan. Unlike the first case confirmed in the city, a woman who'd recently traveled to Iran, the new patient has no known association with previous coronavirus hotspots, suggesting the virus is now spreading locally. The man did have an underlying respiratory condition. Age, pre-existing conditions, apparently for some reason, if you smoke, you're more susceptible. Over in Great Britain, they've had a grade school kid tested positive. The other day, I'd made a point that nobody under the age of 15 had the coronavirus. That turned out to be incorrect. I have some hard numbers for you here in a very short period of time here. Over in Europe, Nike has now closed their European headquarters after an employee contracted COVID-19. Nike has temporarily closed its European headquarters in the Netherlands due to an employee contracting coronavirus. Approximately 2,000 employees from 80 different countries work at the massive facility in Hilversum, North Holland. Out of an abundance of caution, we're conducting a deep cleaning of the campus. Well, that would definitely be a good thing to do here. Okay, there are 18 confirmed coronavirus cases in the Netherlands at the time of this writing. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is holding a fundraising drive. And we need your financial assistance to stay on the air, to keep replacing equipment that wears out. A lot of the stuff that we have here acts like it's manufactured from compressed rust. And so every once in a while, we have to buy new cables, new mixers, new whatever. I've lost count of the number of computers I've gone through over the last, I guess it's 13 years I've been doing radio, and close to 30 years I've been doing the website. So we really do need your help. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you, and I thank you. All righty, let's take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got a couple questions, because you're a know-it-all, man. You know pretty much everything about, Mike, this virus. Like, if it gets into, like, say, somebody, like, because, you know, the theory is, well, the conspiracy theory is, like, you know, if it was made to kill China, like Asians or this or that, but if it kills people over here that aren't Asian, like, will it mutate? Like, if it gets into, like, say, a non-Asian body, right? And will it, can that, how, like, mutate into something else? You know what I mean? Like, will it mutate into a different variety of the strain, or can it do that?
Yeah, there's always the possibility of mutation, especially because artificially created viruses tend to be genetically unstable, and they will spontaneously mutate. Now, whether that mutation is being caused by being in a non-Asian body, I seriously doubt that. But the fact that it could mutate and start killing indiscriminately, you know, cannot be dismissed.
But I just, like, I still don't understand, like, why, how is this thing supposed to be so great in the cold weather, but yet weak in the warm weather? But Iran, what's the temperature on Iran right now? Like, does anybody know? It can't be cold, right? I mean, I wouldn't think right now. I mean, but so I don't know how, why is there cases going up over there? You know,
well,
like, unless it was, you know.
It may be possible that Donald Trump was smoking opium when he was out there saying when the weather gets warm, the virus will die. Some viruses do die. That's one of the reasons why when you get sick, you develop a fever. Your body is trying to kill off the pathogen. But you need to understand, Iran is not all desert. They have mountains. They have ski slopes. A lot of Iranians love to ski. And it's winter there as well as it is winter here.
I feel, you know, Mike, I feel so bad for them and Venezuela and Cuba and Iraq for what we've done, like, with the sanctions. Like, lift the sanctions on Iran. Like, bring in medical aid to help them. Now, have you heard anything about helping them? You know? Like, I mean, I haven't heard squat about, like, just dropping all the sanctions and bringing in help for them to get it under control.
Not a word. Not a word.
Yeah, and you know what's sad, Mike? Like, the CDC is privately owned, right, over here. That's not federal. That's like the Federal Reserve, right?
It's a private company, yes.
So basically, if you put it in the hands of the federal government, it'll fail. But the Federal Reserve is private, so is the CDC, and they failed by sending out all those test kits that were, like, defective, right?
So
wherever you go, they're like failures, you know? Like, it's you know what, Mike? It's a bureaucracy either way, right?
Yes.
You know, or corporate entity.
Corporatocracy.
Yeah, that's it. But, like, hey, did you hear about that Republican councilwoman? I don't know if this is true, that she said if she got coronavirus, because she's a Trump supporter, she's going to go to a MAGA rally. Like, why would you say something so stupid like that? You know, like, so if you got the coronavirus, you're going to go to a rally and infect other people that support Trump? To say something crazy like that is not. And, you know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today. I don't really listen to the whole thing because I don't really like him. He had Bill O'Reilly on there, you know, pushing his new book, Killing Crazy Horse, because every book Bill O'Reilly does has the first word killing in it, which is scary. But, like, they're saying, oh, look at, if crazy Bernie gets in, the stock markets will drop even more than it is now. Look at what it's doing now. This is from Bill O'Reilly. Look, if the stock market's dropping from the people who have a little sniffle, I'm like, this is not something to just snicker at. I see people on the Zero Hedge forums making just like a joke about it. You know, like, it's just the flu or this or that. We don't know. You know,
That's right, we don't know. All right, Dustin, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, have you ever heard of the Peter Principle?
No.
Well, the Peter Principle says that in any large hierarchical structure, everybody gets promoted up to a job that they're incompetent for. And that, I think, would explain a lot that's going on both in corporate America and in within the government itself.
And that's not good when you have, like, a crisis, like a some kind of a outbreak of something, or you have bickering in political parties that are trying to get their own points out and this or that. We're in bad shape, you know, because
yes,
it's like this. There's like a dysfunctionality throughout our government, you know, that... And you know, like, people who work for the CDC, who are told to keep quiet, go through Mike Pence, they might not like that because they don't like Trump, you know? So they're going to come out maybe through a third party, you know, and have numbers they come out with that are trying to be kept quiet. You know, but, that John Campbell, I spoke about him Friday, the Dr. John Campbell on YouTube, he said that there was a British scientist, a woman, who said that this looks like it might be coming partially aerosolized, which, what does that mean? It's slightly able to survive in the air.
That's essentially what it means. What it means is when you cough or sneeze, you're producing an aerosol of your phlegm, little microscopic droplets of liquid, and the virus particles can live inside there for quite some time. By the way, somebody just sent me an email. Apparently, the temperature in Tehran right now is hovering between 30 and 40 degrees, so it's not warm over there.
Okay, wow. And then did you catch Mike Pence? Him and the head of the CDC, I know masks don't work. Certain masks work to an extent. But then he went to that 3M plant or something, and they're making millions of masks or something. So it's crazy. You know, it's like I said, it's like Leslie Nielsen. Nothing to see here. Move on. And the house is on fire in the back of him, you know, and naked gun. You know, it's crazy, you know. I think the only mask that would truly work is probably like a nuclear biological chemical.
Well, supposedly the masks that will work are N95 and above, if you can afford one, an N99. And again, it will attenuate the risk. It won't absolutely guarantee that you're never going to catch it, but it will reduce your exposure. The reason they were saying don't bother wearing masks is a concern that the first responders and medical people would run out. But now apparently the 3M is cranking them out by hopefully the millions. That we're all going to be able to have a mask and fool those facial recognition cameras.
But before I get off the phone, but this hasn't even really started yet, right? Because of the deaths in Washington State. This is at the early stages over here, right?
Like, yes.
This is going to get worse. You know, and I just don't like people making fun of it. Because remember, you might not get sick fully, but you can carry the virus to your family and your friends. And that's what spreads, because you got community spread going on now that's starting in the United States. So, you know, I just hope everybody's on a not politicize this, but it seems like both sides are, you know, and I think that's the wrong thing to do in something like this. You know, at least with China, even though it's totalitarian, as we call it, hey, they quarantined, their cases went down, supposedly, right? Do you think Americans would want to be quarantined over here? You know, it's like a different culture, you know. That's scary, too. You know, people, like, tend to do their own things over here. Even though they go out and run out and get canned stuff and they're scared, some people just have that attitude, like, it's not going to hurt me. You know, I'm going to the movie theater with my friends or something, you know. Or, you know, that's where it would spread, right? Movie theaters and concerts.
Well,
and you know.
That's how they're dealing with their fear. Is they go into denial, they make jokes, but I think that's a defense mechanism so that they don't freak out worrying about it. In some ways, denial can actually be worse than the hysteria going the other direction. Because at least the hysteria going in the other direction, people are going to stay at home, they're going to self-quarantine. The people who are in denial, you're right, they're the ones who are going to be carrying this illness around to movie theaters and rock concerts and so forth.
That's what scares me, the Western world. Just look at Italy, what's going on there. I mean, their cases are exploding. Oh, my God. Like, did you hear anything about military checkpoints being set up in certain areas over there?
I had not heard that, but one thing that really concerns me, there's this big festival taking place in Spain. It's going to last for 2 weeks, and they're expecting literally millions of tourists to come in.
Yeah, you would think they would cancel that. You know, plus you got the migrant crisis. The migrant crisis also. Turkey sending all those refugees into Greece at this particular time in history. You don't do that, and don't let them in for crying out loud. I mean, there's a lot of crap going on. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Andy, what's on your mind today? Andy, are you there? Okay, then let's go to Neil in Canada. Aloha, Neil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Okay, great. I sent you an email earlier today and asked you to read it on air, you know, to your people and to the people.
I remember that.
And you encouraged me to do it. And I'm kind of nervous. I'm not good reading in public, and I suffer a bit from dyslexia. I'm better at writing than reading, but I'll say what I had written. A few years ago, I was working with a small anti-fluoridation group in our local area. While we found out we were doing most of the work, a lot of people believed in our cause. However, they figured that since it was being handled, they didn't need to help out. Those efforts eventually failed because the other side, obviously, used government funds to push back against us, but mostly because we were unable to get the help what we really needed. That and the help we really needed is other people's strong involvement. I found it frustrating because we were making all the effort, spending our own money, while others were waiting to see what would really happen. If there's something I learned from that experience, that people tend to stand by and watch what will happen, kind of this, kind of like spectators at a game. I think people actually do want to help out, but something holds them back from acting until that moment gets lost. It's kind of like when you get up and you want to do something, but then you wait for a few minutes until that feeling goes away. From Michael's audience, and I'm part of that audience, I listen almost every day. I believe it's he has a lot of good things to say and a lot of wisdom. I want to say it only takes a few minutes or moments to support Michael and RBN financially by donating to the website or however you feel appropriate. It always feels right afterwards, and you're glad that when you do it. That way, you can continue to provide the information we need to make good decisions in our own lives. My question is, why not reward Michael for what he is doing? Anyway, that's kind of what I said. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, you said it.
I just wanted to say it.
No reason to be nervous, and thank you very much for that. And you make a very, very good point. I mean, if you're just sitting there listening and not getting involved, then you're a spectator. When you donate to RBN or whatreallyhappened.com, you become part of the process. And somewhere down the road, when our current situation resolves itself, you'll be able to look back and say, yeah, I got involved. I was part of the process. So, Neil, thanks an awful lot, and no reason to be nervous. You did very, very well.
Right.
All right.
And one thing, I just wanted to say that I thought, okay, well, I'm going to remind myself at the beginning of the month, like the first or the second or whatever, right at the beginning of the month when I pay some other bills, I'm just going to send in my donation at that point. So that's a good reminder for me. Anyway, thanks a lot, Michael. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you know, I've been listening to, as I always do, guys on the right wing, and I got to admit, I check up on the different talk show hosts, and I've noticed among the conservative talk show hosts, many of them are complaining about the mass migration and the foisting of, people into Greece and, what's going on there now as Turkey is basically taking these people that they claim are Syrians, which I don't even believe, and are basically, like shipping them over to Greece and dumping them off on the Greek islands and trying to, use refugees as a political strategy. And that's what the lowlife Erdogan is doing. Now, I have no say about Erdogan, but I'm supposed to have a little say about our own government, what our government's doing concerning this. And here we have an article from Haaretz, because what's happening now, Turkey is trying to conquer and take a province, the Idlib area, from Syria, right? They've been very bellicose. They've allowed ISIS fighters to transition and, use Turkey as a staging area where they can rest and recoup, sometimes get medical attention, and then go over and fight against the Syrian government. And if things get, bad, they just hop back across the border into Turkey, no harm. And despite all that, Turkey is still a member of NATO. And Donald Trump has led nothing on this issue. He's done nothing. And here's what it says, though, out of Haaretz. It says the U.S. is willing to give Turkey ammunition for fight in Syria's Idlib province. Okay? And then if you go down later in the article, you'll find out that we have a special envoy named Jeffrey. And it says, he says, we're willing to provide, for example, the President Trump mentioned this, ammunition. And then he goes on later, Turkey is a NATO ally. We have a very, very big foreign military sales program. much of the Turkish military uses American equipment. We will make sure that equipment is ready. As a NATO partner, we share information, intelligence, and we're going to ensure that they have what they need there. There you go. There's Donald Trump's foreign policy for you, Trump promoters, the people who thought he was going to stand for Western civilization, the guy that you thought was going to fight against the Islamic conquest of Europe and stop the migrations of the hordes coming from the Middle East and Africa. You thought Trump was going to do that. And here it is, as Greece is getting overwhelmed by these hordes sent by Mr. President Erdogan of Turkey. Here it is, the United States is more concerned about making a buck and shipping free ammunition over to the Turks so they can slaughter Syrians and Russians in Syria. There's your country for you. And guess what? And this is why I think you're fantastic, Michael. You would at least cover this issue or discuss it and be disgusted by it.
Yes.
But many of the conservative websites like InfoWars and others, they're silent on it. Silent. And I really was made aware of this over at Zero Hedge. So kudos to those fellows for at least being truthful and being willing to run against your own narrative. You know? And the Trump cheerleaders and the guys out there with the pom-poms, they got to put their pom-poms down. They got to take a hard look about what their leader has done and actually start thinking whether he's really delivering his campaign promises, whether he's doing
what he's not. You know, Trump has been a terrible, terrible disappointment. And, you know, at this point, I remain undecided as to where I'm going to vote come November. Of course, we're all waiting to see who the Democratic nominee is going to be. But at this point, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter anymore. I could become one again if he starts acting presidential. But you're absolutely right. These foreign interventions have gone on way, way too long. Too many people have died, and they're not really successful from the American point of view. We're losing in Afghanistan. We're getting kicked out of there. We're unable to succeed in Syria. Iraq is getting ready to kick us out. We're losing this one.
Well, I think the American point of view is just to make money and make sure Israel is happy. And Israel's point of view is just depopulate the and enfeeble their immediate neighbors just so they become wastelands and more manageable and depopulated. And if they just, murder off a bunch of the Gentiles and send the Muslims to destabilize Europe, who cares? As long as the border of Israel's fine, that's all that matters. And that's who Donald Trump's real masters are. Donald
Yes.
Trump is the servant to the Zionists. He goes to AIPAC. At one deluded point, he says, "I'm the chosen one." He said that in his speech.
That was a little out there. Yeah, I saw that one. That was a little out there.
And that was like an expression of his megalomania. You know, they try to call him the Cyrus the Great or something. And clearly he's a deluded dual allegiance leader. And I would argue, and this is where the people who are the apologists for Trump and the advocates for Trump have to realize, you know, if you're publicly advocating for a dual allegiance president who doesn't put his country's interests first, what's that make you? What kind of patriot are you? If you go into the voting booth in November and vote for this man for what he's done. Now, one last point, and you're very kind, Michael, to let me speak, is I did switch parties last week. I drove up to my county registration election board, and I switched to being from a Republican, because I became a Republican back to help Ron Paul get elected, right? But now I'm switching, and I'm going to vote either Bernie or for Tulsi. And I think, and one last note, Tulsi should stay into the bitter end. And the reason is, Tulsi, listen to this, is just you can stop campaigning and focus on your reelection. I think she's probably up for her congressional seat, probably has to run for that. But the point
yes.
is, But the point is, just stick around in case the coronavirus hits Biden and Bernie. So she's still around and can step forward and say, I'm healthy, I'm young, and I'm available, and I didn't quit.
Well, I would like to see her tapped to be somebody's vice president. That would carry a lot of weight for me making a decision who I'm going to vote for in November.
Yeah. Well, I'd vote for her just because, as the Lord says, blessed are the peacemakers. And she would try to, solve this problem of what's going on in Syria and end this carnage, because it really is a disgrace.
All right. Well, Paul, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And Fox News is now showing a banner that Mike Bloomberg says a contested convention is the only way he can win the Democratic nomination. Mike, that's not the sort of thing you put out there when the polls are still open on Super Tuesday. Of course, he's missed the first four primary states. He wasn't even on the ballot. Today is the first day that he's on the ballots here. But he's evidently pushing for a brokered convention. And, of course, if it goes to a brokered convention, anything, and I mean anything, is possible. Let's go back to the phones. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike. Yeah, no, I think everybody should be from the Missouri, state of Missouri, the show me state. Okay, so far we've got all these different statistics. They're calling it the coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus or whatnot. And they're all sticking to their word that these statistics, these people dying, these people involved, we've already heard that several states don't have enough test kits to test anybody. But all of a sudden, we're realizing after people died that they actually had the COVID-19 or whatnot. I mean, there's no proof. I mean, it's like all these false flag shootings. We never see any bodies come out. We never see anybody. We never see any real proof. So again, where are our statistics coming from? They're coming from the mainstream media. I say that with air quotes, who just give us these figures and tell us how dangerous this thing is. And then you got to go back to China here. They're showing all these vacant streets and whatnot in China of nobody's out there. There's nobody's working and all this. So, well, don't forget they built several cities that have no inhabitants to them. And they're showing those streets. And you know that they're showing those streets because when you see all of the paintings on the roads and stuff, there's no tire tracks on them whatsoever. So they're showing these vacant streets and whatnot of people that are not working and this is not going on, blah, blah, blah. So as far as I'm concerned, COVID-19 is just it's something they need to show us. They're not showing us anything. They could be reporting on deaths from Seattle's rest home because people died from the flu. People died from food poisoning. People died from bad care. But they're just throwing these things out there. And how do we have any proof that they're telling us any inkling of truth about how these people died? But they're throwing a panic up in here, and I think there's an agenda going on here, and I think Bill Gates is well embedded into it. But, okay, so what do you say on that, Mike?
Well, first of all, the patients who died up in Washington State have been confirmed to have had the coronavirus. And you're absolutely right, though. Getting accurate information one way or the other has been very, very difficult. The numbers are all over the place, especially for the current kill ratio. And we're going to have an article about that in a little bit from The Atlantic.
Well, we have this problem in America is called information. And when we can't get the information, I say that as, let's say, the alternative news. When we can't get the information, we take information from the public square, a.k.a. the MSN, and next thing you know, we're running with this news, and we're stuck. Because we don't have any way to confirm or deny it.
Okay, Andy, I got to let you go. We've got to take a break for station identification.
Right,
back with more phone calls after these few words.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.